Today on First Cup, we're going to talk about Zen and whatever else we decide to talk about. Because that's what we do on First Cup. So stick around. We roll in 20. I didn't even pour my coffee yet. I'm pouring my coffee. Pour my coffee. It's cold. Sitting here. Trying to warm up. I don't know why I sing these things. Here we go. We had a show in 3, 2, 1. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Today is Wednesday. It's January 19th, 2022. My name is Jeremy, and this is my first cup of coffee. Drinking out of the Phoenix mug. Gift from Kelly. I thanked her for this, I believe. But was in touch with Kelly yesterday and teaching a couple seminars at her school this weekend. And so just she was on my mind and I was appreciating her and said, you know, what better way to show that outward than to drink out of this mug. Good morning, Tommy. Good morning, Daniel. Good morning to all of you, whether you are watching live or maybe later or even listening. I appreciate you for coming by, having a drink of a something. I wonder if we've ever had anyone who, you know, was on the other side of the world, you know, as we're starting our day, they're wrapping up their day and they join with a different kind of cup of something, maybe a glass of something or a can of something. That would be fun to know. It's not going to change what I do. It's not going to change what I drink in the morning. I'm not starting my day with whiskey. No. But I think that would be fun to hear about. So if anybody out there has done that, if you're someone who lives in, I don't know, Sydney, or what else is in those time zones? Most of China, Korea. Let me know. Daniel says, wow, your camera's having fun with focus this morning. My apologies. Let's see if we can kind of kick it into normal gear. I'm not really thrilled with this camera. The quality, like the image quality is better, but everything else is not as good as the other camera. I don't know if I ended up with a defective one or not, because this camera is very, very well rated. Most of the people who use this camera seem to be Twitch streamers, gamers. And you know, they're moving, you know, maybe not a ton, but they're moving. Good morning to Daniel and to Tommy and to Jenny and to Dennis. And whoever else might be here. Good morning, Mark. I feel like things are moving along. It's a great feeling. I feel like the last few years have been a lot of preparation. Excuse me, putting a lot of things in place. And don't get me wrong. I know that plenty of things will blow up. They do. The more stuff you've got going on, the more opportunity for something to be screwed up. The more things, the more likely one of them is going to be wrong at some point, at any given time. That's okay. It's okay. So I'm excited. I had a call yesterday with someone about opening a school, and that conversation went really well. So we've left it that they will contemplate what I said, what I need, my offer, and get back to me. And we'll see where that goes. I have another call with someone today, this afternoon, with another project that I've tried to get over the goal line a few times. And I think it's time. I don't know if this is the right person. We've had a couple conversations and they are interested. So we have to see about that. But if they are the right person, this has the chance to be a very lucrative aspect of what we do at Whistle Kick. I'm super excited for it because it's not only really different, I think the industry is ready, unlike a lot of the things that I do, and it should bring in money. So that checks a lot of boxes. Daniel says, gamers move, they barely pick up a can of Monster. I'm not sure how much you know about gamers. I mean, I would assume at least more than the average person, given your career, but yeah. Jenny says, you're opening in the Philly area, right? That would be a bit of a commute. Yeah, there's, I don't think I've ever been to Philly other than the airport. I was stranded in the Philly airport for a long time once. Yeah, that was not a fun trip. I was coming back from Florida. And there was, oh, was that that trip? That was that trip. That was the trip where they canceled like a few hours of flights coming north, and everything was kicked back to get to Burlington so far. It was going to be a week to get me on a plane. And that clearly was not going to work. So I flew into Manchester and rented a car and drove through the snow. They gave me a white car. I said, that's silly. Do you have anything else? They're like, no. Fools. Brian says, I'm a proud gamer and I move plenty. Yeah, there you go. See, Brian? Oh, everybody. Jenny says she remembers that trip, funny enough. Yeah, if I'd known you guys, I would have, I don't know, come over. Daniel says, surely you open in Philly for the training montages. That would be the best reason to opening the best reason to open a martial arts school in the Philadelphia area. I would teach everyone on those steps by the Rocky statue. Is it? I forget who does the joke. It might be my friend Eddie. And I don't remember whether it's about Philly or Detroit. But there's a great joke about erecting statues to fictional characters and that saying something about the population. Because Philly's got the Rocky statue and Detroit's got RoboCop. See, now everybody's talking about their Philly steak sandwiches. And unless one of them is going to do it with turkey, I'm out. I've never had, there are a handful of things that I don't want to say I miss, but there are a handful of things because I like experiences that I would have liked to have experienced before my diet changed. One of them is a real Philly steak and cheese. I had plenty of fake ones. Gained a lot of weight in college on what the culinary service is called a steak bomb, which I'm pretty sure was 12 pounds of vegetable oil in a half a pita with some shaved steak, peppers and onions, and then cheese. Stacy is chiming in. She'd love a comedy stream with Daniel and Frank. I bet they could riff on each other. Jenny's chiming in. She would also enjoy that. I still, and heck, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing offering myself up to teach seminars. Maybe what I really should be doing, because my absolute dream job, not the thing I want to do forever, but a thing I would love to do for money more than anything else. No, you weirdos. I heard those thoughts. I want to be Statler and Waldorf from The Muppets. I want to go to formal events and sit up in a balcony and heckle. I want this to be a thing that the event promoters put. Hire me for, not somebody in the crowd hires me for, because that's not going to go well. But the event promoters hire me so then I don't get shut down. But the people in the audience don't know. Because I can sit there and I can make fun of PowerPoints, and I think that would be awesome. I think I do a really good job at that. You call that a graph, et cetera. Tommy's asking mystery theater, mystery science theater. Sort of, except the biggest difference is the here goes my theory on comedy. Okay. I believe everything has to do with some manner of energetic exchange. When you go to a comedy show, or rather, if you've been on stage, if you have led a thing, if you've taught martial arts, you know that getting feedback, getting energy from the students, the audience, the crowd, is an important part of what's going on. And if you understand the energy, if you can read it, you can respond to it. This is why I was a good DJ, because I knew how people were feeling about the music I was playing. And I would play some different things, kind of see where they were. And okay, so we're going to start here. And I play those things. And it was like pulling strings. Like I knew I could, I was a good DJ. Okay. Comedy is similar. And Mystery Science Theater, there's really no energy other than, you know, those characters, the guy and the alien and the robot. Those people doing the show. The audience isn't part of the live performance. The movie that they're watching isn't part of the live performance. But when you do comedy, it's live comedy, that's relevant, right? When a comedian talks about a really good show or a really bad show, it's not always them. Sometimes it's the makeup of the audience. And if their comedy doesn't land, this is why good comedians, yeah, they have a set, but they can switch it up and they will tell jokes in slightly different ways depending on who they're talking to. To be sitting up in a balcony and heckling, you know, some professional presentation, that's going to involve the energy of the people on stage and really kind of having to be a jerk because they're not going to know. Maybe they would know. I don't know. I don't have all the logistics worked out. And just kind of being a jerk to them, but convincing the others, the audience, that it's okay to laugh, right? So I would find that an interesting challenge. Jenny says, Mystery Science Theater also has roots in Philly, just saying. And Daniel says, that's similar to what happens in a wrestling ring. You play to and feed from the crowd. And apparently the Lego idea has been pitched to WWE. Nice. In case it hasn't been said on this show, I want to do, have I said what I want to do on WWE? I think it's a two show arc. It's very short. And I think I need to be far more famous than I am, as in like actually famous. I want to come in for some reason and somebody's doing something and I want to use Stone Cold Stunner and then I want him to come back and stunner me at the end of the second time. Because that would be awesome. Daniel says, there's a place in town where you can go to have a couple months of stand-up training and then you do a show. It's tempting, I must admit. I think you should do it. I think there's a martial arts justification in there. Okay. Here's a question. Think about all the instructors you've had. Some of us have had one. Some of us have had dozens. Now think about the best instructors you've had. Did they have a good sense of humor? Did that sense of humor at times creep into class? Yeah. The best martial arts instructors I know not only do fine and maybe even enjoy being in front of people, but they have a good sense of humor and they're not afraid to be funny in front of others. So by learning stand-up comedy, you learn a skill set that I think is incredibly valuable and applicable to a lot of things. You can use humor to diffuse a self-defense situation. Do it. I think you should do it. Yesterday, I got a bunch of stuff done. There's some stuff boxed up, ready to go to Amazon. Found a bunch of Taekwondo uniforms, reached out, sold them to somebody. Yay! At cost? I think at cost, that's okay. Everybody wins in this exchange. we're not doing much on the product stuff anymore. It's just not, it's not working. It's not a good use of the money. I am trying to get a gear order in because that kind of works. Not well, but kind of. Anything else happen? Played with the dog at the gym. Took a shower. What's going on today? Today's Wednesday. I'll do the books. I have one call in the afternoon, maybe two calls today. I don't have much. And then just plowing through work and I'll go to the gym again. My legs are really sore from yesterday. Pretty light day. It's cold. It was -3 when I woke up. I think the next two nights are stupid cold. They're like -17, -18. I don't like when it's that cold. It's dumb. Shouldn't be below zero. Zero's a number for a reason. Let's not go below zero. But Mother Nature doesn't listen to me. Just what am I going to do? So Dennis and Jenny apparently are remembering that I have no cold water in the shower. How hot was the shower? Too hot to stand under the water. So when I say I took a shower, what I mean is I had a stand-up sponge bath with a washcloth because it was too hot. I took off the shower head and just held water under the drip because the shower head needed to be cleaned anyway. So I took the opportunity to do that, soaking it in a bucket and scrub. Fingers crossed, I'll get to use a real shower sometime soon. La-di-da. I could, if I wanted to be really, and I might do this for my hair. I could use the sprayer in the kitchen sink. That's not that different. Get the temperature dialed in. All right, now it's just getting silly. So let's move on. Good morning, Andy. Jenny says, hey, you're clean. That's what matters. That is what matters. Although, you know what? There isn't a sponge bath on earth that makes me feel as clean as like a full shower. I don't know if anybody else feels differently, but man. Growing up in New England, you learn, okay, power's out or this is broken. You're gonna need to go sponge off. I've done it enough times. All right, so courtesy of Frank, thank you as always to Frank. And remember, you can leave comments or questions or quotes or whatever at facebook.com/firstcupwithjeremy. Where's that banner? I'll put that up. Boom. Okay. On this day in 1928, Zen teacher Deinen Katagiri was born in Osaka, Japan. If you want to take care of tomorrow, take better care of today. We always live now. All we have to do is entrust ourselves to the life we now live. Sounds like a more articulate way of saying things that I've heard a lot of people say. Live in the moment, trust the process, you are where you are supposed to be, right? Like that kind of stuff. What do I want to say? I've got two parallel thoughts and I'm trying to decide between each of them. I think so many of us are so focused on either the future and these things that are coming that we want to the point where we ignore where we are and what's happening currently, where we are so stuck in the past that we miss the opportunities of the present. I've been both of those people at times, and I suspect all of us have. I don't like being either of those people. I like being in the moment. Where am I right now? I'm drinking a cup of coffee, talking to my friends. We're talking about martial arts. We're talking about life. That's pretty cool. One of the things that I appreciate about martial arts training and I think a lot of people do, whether they realize it or not, is that you have to be in the moment. Especially if you're doing any partner work. I've spaced out working with partners. I don't know what's going on. It's embarrassing. Potentially harmful to one or both people. It encourages you to remain focused. If you're doing forms, if you're doing your basics, whatever you're doing, if you are present, if you are focused on your movements, they are better. Right? It's a very clear path forward. You have to stay present. And I suspect that's part of why there's such an overlap in martial arts philosophy and Zen philosophy. Some of it also certainly comes from the fact that Zen and martial arts are generalized as Eastern practices. But if you look at the elements of Zen that creep in, you know, meditation and such, they're not religious. Some people may consider them to be, but they're at the heart, they're really not. They are elements to help you get the most out of your training. They're about being present. And I think that's valuable. Something we should all do or strive for. Oh, look at all the comments coming in. Holy cow. I missed them. Now we're talking about showers. Hi, Dana. Tommy says, being present, the Tao. Next. The important point of spiritual practice is not to try to escape your life, but to face it exactly and completely. To face your life. We're not all given the same life. We're not all dealt the same cards. Some of us have a bad hand. Some of us would have a better hand if others playing the game had a different hand. Can't change that. What can you do? You can do what you can with what you have, where you're at. Oh, I wish I had that card last game. No, it's this game. Oh, that's the card I needed. Too bad. There's a tipping point, I suspect. I don't know where it is. When we're young, we tend to look forward to being older for all of these things. Oh, I want to be old enough to drive. I want to be old enough to choose when I go to bed. I want to be old enough to watch whatever I want or eat whatever I want, right? Like think about being a really young child. We tend to have those thoughts. And then as we get older, at some point, a lot of us wish we were younger. Oh, I wish I could go back to there. I wish I could take what I know now and go back. Kind of similar to the first quote, isn't it? Where are you right now, though? If you're breathing, if you're watching this show, if you're listening to this show, you've got time. You've got time to do something. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. There are ways to advance towards whatever your goals are. If your goals are martial arts related, it's probably a relatively simple path forward. Train more, doing the right things. And if you're not sure what the right things are, talk to your instructor. And if your instructor doesn't know or you don't want to talk to your instructor, email me and I'll help you figure it out. If your goals aren't martial arts related, it might be a little more complex to take a step forward, but there's always something. Oh, but Jeremy, I don't have time. I don't have money. There has never been a person that has told me they didn't have time for something or money for something where I have not found an opportunity for them to make a sacrifice for the time, for the money, to move towards their goals. In 100% of cases, it is because we are not willing to change our priorities. When people complain, I don't have the money to do X, Y, and Z, and then you look at what they spend their money on. I'm just as guilty of this, but I don't say I don't have the money for this. There's always a way. Maybe it's credit card debt. There's always a way. It doesn't mean it's a good way, but there's always a way, and that means you have a choice. There's power in choice. Don't ignore that power. Don't try to give it to someone else. Tommy says, make plans and live them to the best of your ability. Yeah. Jenny says, I wouldn't change a thing. I just hope to learn a lesson for the future. Wise. And our final quote for the day. This one's, the moment between before and after is called truth. The moment between before and after is called truth. That one's going to take me some time to unpack. Truth, the moment, the reality. What is the truth of right now? I'm talking to all of you. I'm sitting on this couch. I am drinking this coffee. I'm waking up. I'm looking outside at cold, snowy backyard. Got the whole day in front of me. That is true. The longer we go from the past, the more distorted that truth can be, even in our own memory. The future hasn't happened yet. Could be anything. Yep, that one's got my brain racing. So I'm going to have to think about this. Thanks, Frank. I think it's time. I hope that you have a great day. I hope that you are willing to support us if you appreciate the mission that we are on to bring things of substance and quality to traditional martial artists throughout the world. We've got a Patreon, patreon.com/whistlekick. And we've got some cool stuff going on over there. I updated the whistlekick .com/family page yesterday. And I'm not going to tell you what I put up. We've also got the code FIRSTCUP15. You can save 15% of anything at whistlekick.com. We do the show every weekday, 6:30 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time on Facebook, on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. It's all over the place. And of course, we release audio later, but if you've never joined us live, hopefully you will join us live at one point here in the future. Come on, comments. And Andy says it well. Have a wonderful day, you all. Yes, everybody have a great day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Peace.